Hello, my name is Thales Sancorting, and in this podcast, I will talk about different concepts about resolution. A very interesting paper that I found is called New Remote Sensing Concepts for Environmental Monitoring by Manfred Ehlers et al. And this paper was written in 2002. And in the very beginning of this paper, the authors present a table which is called Taxonomy of Remote Sensing Systems, which is a very common information, although I will discuss how people sometimes use these names like spatial resolution or high resolution or something like this, and is not very correct. In the paper, the last part of this table is called the Spatial Ground Resolution. And they provide very easy to use division of intervals in which we can consider remote sensing image in one type of resolution or other. And I will just read this part, which says that ultra-high spatial resolution is used for spatial resolution below 1 meter. Very high spatial resolution when you have from 1 to 4 meters. Then we have high spatial resolution from 4 to 10 meters. Then medium spatial resolution from 10 to 50 meters. Low spatial resolution from 50 to 250 meters. And very low spatial resolution for numbers higher than 250 meters. So they define as very low everything that is higher than 250 meters, and ultra-high spatial resolution, every spatial resolution which is centimetric, for example, because it's smaller than 1 meter. And why do I use this paper as a very important reference? Because it's very common to read on articles or even on the press when they relate remote sensing images or satellite images, and they say, I'm using high resolution images or very high resolution images, and we never know what do they mean with this term, because when we say only resolution, we could be talking about spectral resolution or radiometric resolution or even temporal resolution. So when we say only resolution, it's not clear that we mean spatial resolution. One very important thing to say is when we will write or talk about this, please use the term spatial before the term resolution. And also two examples, interesting examples, is well-known sensor which is called AVHRR. And in this name, this is an acronym for Advanced Very High Resolution Radiometer. When we read this very high resolution, we start to think about maybe it's very high, and very high resolution is commonly associated to a very detailed image. However, the spatial resolution of this sensor is 1 kilometer, which is much bigger in terms of numbers than the very low spatial resolution proposed by Ehlers. The other well-known sensor, which is MODIS, means Moderate Resolution Imaging Spectroradiometer. And here they also do not say spatial resolution, but the moderate here, we don't know what is the meaning, because they have two bands with 250 meters and four bands with half a kilometer spatial resolution, and also several other bands with more than 1 kilometer spatial resolution. So it's difficult to measure when we have only a vague term. So my suggestion is when you want to refer to spatial resolution, please refer to this paper by Manfred Ehlers, which is a very good one, although it's not very new because it was written in 2002, but it keeps providing a good reference to talk about spatial resolution. Thanks for your attention. I have this podcast and also a YouTube channel where I provide algorithms, videos, tutorials, and source codes and datasets. Please follow me on these two platforms. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.